Hi there, and welcome to This is SaaS SEO, a show for SaaS founders and marketers who want to learn how to get their products found online, increase traffic, and of course grow revenue with SEO and content. My name is Pavel Grabowski. I'm an SEO consultant and content strategist working exclusively with SaaS companies, and in this episode I'll be showing you several ways that you can use to find relevant topics and research profitable keywords for your SaaS. Now, this is the second episode on keyword research. If you've missed the previous one, you can listen to it at smashingcopy.com/podcast. And I'd actually recommend that you do, as it covers what I consider the foundational information that you need to have before you begin researching keywords. So again, you can listen to it on my site at smashingcopy.com/podcast. And with that out of the way, let's get started with this episode. So, in the previous episode, I talked about the difference and the importance of recognizing that difference between topics and keywords. And today, I want to show you how to put this knowledge in practice. But there are a few things I want to cover before we begin. First of all, as you'll see shortly, there are many ways to find keywords. In fact, most SEOs would have their own unique ways for researching and identifying topics and figuring out their clients' audience's challenges. Well, it's certainly true for me, and so the methods you're going to learn are what I do, what methods I use. However, other SEOs might be doing some of this stuff differently. Also, there's one super important thing I need to stress regarding keyword research. So this may seem illogical at first, but when it comes to researching keywords, it's not the length of your keyword list that matters. You know, it's actually quite easy to find hundreds, if not thousands, of keywords. But it doesn't mean that any of those phrases would have any value to your SaaS. Sure, they might relate to your software category or topics that you want to target, but the search intent behind them, something we will be discussing at length in one of the upcoming episodes, by the way, might be irrelevant to your product. What I mean by that is the searches might use those keywords to find information that does not relate to your product or the challenges it solves in any way. As a result, even if you position your content for those phrases, the chances are that it will only attract people other than your target audience. So don't worry if you spend time researching keywords and at the end of it you only have a really short list of phrases. As long as these keywords are relevant to your audience and the product, you're already winning. And, you know, you can go through this process again, of course, and approach it with new ideas and find another batch of phrases to target. That's another thing to remember about keyword research. It's not something you do just once. Quite the opposite, in fact. You should regularly research new keywords, taking your results so far into consideration. So, how do you do it? Well, we're going to start with topics. And below, I'm going to show you several strategies I use to identify the general areas of interest of a target audience. So strategy number one is brainstorming. Very simply, this is a very straightforward method. Simply consider what you know about your customers or the target audience. Think about what challenges your product is helping them to overcome or what challenges drive those people to seek a solution like yours. And these challenges would be your topics, or could be. Of course, you might need to research them a bit further, even to validate that your assumptions are right. But brainstorming is a fantastic way to start looking for topics. Strategy number two is looking at your product category. Now, I have to be upfront, this strategy doesn't always work. But sometimes it can reveal great topics to target even. For example, if your product category is accounting software, then it's probably safe to assume that your audience would be struggling with various aspects of, well, accounting. The same applies to categories like sales software, email marketing software, etc. But the situation might be different if you run an email finder. In this case, you might need to dig a little deeper and go beyond the very limited product category in this case to find those challenges or topics of interest. Why? Because finding emails is just, you know, not a broad topic, really. Strategy number three is to look at how customers refer to or describe products like yours. You see, customers sometimes use completely different terminology or labels to describe products. And looking at how they talk about your SaaS might reveal additional product categories to research further. Now, I remember reading an article from Campaign Monitor folks telling the story how they've always thought their product is an email marketing software. And that's what they thought customers think about it. That's how they refer to it and call it, etc. However, through customer interviews, they discovered that people actually referred to it as email blast or all email newsletter tour or something like that. I know the difference might seem subtle, but it can make actually a big difference to, you know, your SEO strategy and your topics. Strategy number four, research categories on your competitor's site. Now, many blogs feature a list of categories covered on the, you know, the site covers. These categories typically help organize the content on the site and naturally, but you could use them to also get a glimpse into the topics your competitors target. Now, a word of caution here. Don't assume that whatever your competitors are doing is right. There's a chance that they've been throwing spaghetti on a wall and to see what sticks, literally. So always review further whatever categories catch your attention or whatever content ideas catch your attention on their site. See how much content they've published on those categories, for example, and how on topic the content seems to be. Because if a competitor hasn't published in a category for a long time or has just published a tiny amount of content there, well, be cautious. The chances are that they tried and they realize it's not working and it's not worth pursuing any further. Now, strategy number five is read your competitors' reviews. These might contain stories from customers telling what problems the software helped them overcome, for example. And needless to say, those could be a great place to start with finding relevant topics. Now, these were like the five strategies to get started with topics. But of course, like we covered in the previous episode, once you've found those topics, it's time to dig deeper and discover keywords. And here are some good methods to use to do that. Now, a quick note before we begin. Naturally, you will need a keyword research tool to go ahead with, you know, all these strategies I'm going to cover in just a second. And there are many such tools available. I have my favorite, of course, and there are countless others. They all deliver similar data, though. So as long as your tool of choice offers keyword research functionality, you should be able to follow those methods easily. So again, with that out of the way, let's get on with those strategies. So strategy number one, very obvious, research your topics. This is a very simple method. Although, depending on the topic, it can be a little time-consuming, I have to say. Basically, most keyword research tools will deliver more than just information on a single keyword. So, when you search for a topic, these tools will also display phrases that are relevant or related to your topic. And it can be a quite significant list, by the way. However, many SEO platforms offer a shortcut. You can filter the long list of keywords by subtopics, and naturally you can choose only those subtopics that relate to your audience's challenges and pretty much shorten the entire process. Strategy number two, research your competitors' keywords. You know, sometimes the easiest way to find profitable keywords is by looking on what's been working for your competitors. And most SEO platforms offer a way to plug a domain and see what keywords it ranks for. Many also offer a way to sort and filter that list, so you can research what keywords your competitors rank for in the top five results, for example. Or find what phrases or pages, which is often another way to filter the list, deliver the most traffic and so on. Also, some SEO platforms have a lovely feature called content or keywords gap. It depends on the platform, they call it differently. But what it does is it allows you to compare several domains and see which keywords they all target, which keywords only one of them targets, and so on. Now, you can use this tool in almost countless ways, but I like to do one thing with it. I like to check for keywords that all or at least most of my clients' competitors rank for on page one or even top three results. The logic behind is that if all those domains go after a particular keyword. Remember, like we discussed in the previous episode, in this sense, I understand the keyword as a particular problem or a challenge your audience experiences. So again, if all those domains go after this, it must be a high value phrase or top challenge in the industry. Strategy number three, check Google Autocomplete and the People Also Ask feature in the SERP. I'm sure you've seen both features in the SERP already. Often when you begin typing your search query, Google will display suggestions and search term predictions. This is a great way for finding out what phrases other people search for that relate to your topic. And the People Also Ask is, on the other hand, displays additional questions about your primary keyword that you've searched for. So once again, these can spark some great ideas for problems or challenges to research further. Strategy number four is to check your PPC keywords. Now, of course, this strategy is relevant only if you've been using any paid advertising strategy to drive traffic. Many startups do, even if only to validate the market potential quickly. And if that's the case with you, review your PPC keywords. The chances are that you'll find many good category keywords to target there. Plus, you'll also have performance data that will help you establish which of those phrases offer the highest potential. Strategy number five is to research your features. Now, this is the last strategy I want to cover here, and it basically means that you can use your product's features as the starting point for the keyword research process. In many cases, you'll discover that there are far more informational phrases associated with your features, and these could span across the entire buyer's journey, actually. These phrases can help you target users looking for software that does a specific thing or help them implement a specific feature, etc. And as a result, position your SaaS right in front of those people. And that's it. That's what I recommend you do to find profitable keywords for your SaaS. Now, what's left for you to do is go and try these different methods in practice, of course. And if you can't remember them all after listening to this episode, don't worry. You can go to my site, smashingcopy.com/podcast, and I left the full list of those methods in the episode's show notes there. Thanks for listening and see you next time.